And welcome to another In the Moment mindfulness technique. So we've done already 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We've done here and now breathing. Last week we did novel distinctions, and then this week then we're doing a technique called beginner's mind. Now beginner's mind is a concept in modern mindfulness that can be traced directly to Buddhism. In Buddhism, the idea of beginner's mind is trying to experience or do something as if it's the first time. So really vividly, really noticing it, the mind is fully engaged, it's not wandering to the past or future. And of course, in Buddhist-based societies, say Zen Buddhist societies, for example, they try to do this in every activity, every mundane activity even, really giving themselves fully to that moment of living it and experiencing it as vividly as possible. So in order to do this practice now, we just need an everyday object that's in front of you. So if you've got something you want to use, great. Better if it's got lots of different shapes and sizes and maybe some shiny bits on it, just things that the mind will be able to grab attention on. If you need to pause and grab something, please do. But I've just got a glass of a beaker of water. That's good. It's got some reflections. It's got different shades as the refractions. You can use pen. You can use phone. Absolutely anything at all. Just a mundane object. And we'll try to give the beginner's mind attention to it. And as always, we will begin just by pausing and noticing now. So just make yourselves nice and relaxed. Have your object in front of you. Let's do our usual pattern. So we'll begin by noticing the natural breath, just connecting with the pace, the depth, and the movement of the body of the natural breath. And then we can shift into our mindful breath rhythm just to give us that anchor point to bring the mind to the present moment. Noticing as we do how this bigger breath sounds, how it feels, and how it moves the body. And then I'm going to guide you through just noticing new vivid things about your object, and just try to keep with it as much as you can. And I'll guide you through it. So to begin with, just look at your object. Just let your eyes wander over it. So we're seeing it as a whole. And when we do this, as psychologists, we know that the mind quickly makes a note of what the object is and then tries to wander away. And to stop that happening, we need to push our awareness into the object, just like we've been doing all along with mindfulness. So let's be specific. So first up, please, can you notice in your object the different shapes that make it up? So I've got a circle, I've got a cylinder, I've got some more circles. And then let's notice, please, colours that we can see that make up the object. Let's notice then the size of the object and the size of the different components of it. Let's notice then textures we can see. Any shiny points, any smooth points, any rough points. And then just noticing the object as a whole again, as much as you can. Then what I'd like to do, please, is close your eyes and try to recreate the object that you've just been looking at in your mind. Can you see it again there? And this is where this practice is good for mindfulness and creativity. Let's see if we can bring back the shapes that we saw. Let's bring back the colours that we saw. The textures too. Then open your eyes again, have another look at the object. Is there anything you got wrong, anything you didn't notice that you notice now? Really zoom in on it. And then And for a final time, closing the eyes again, please. Let's see if we can add anything to our image, to recreate it again, to hold it. And then we can just open the eyes and let the eyes wander away from the object, back to other items that we can see. Just using that big breath that we've got as always to notice the breath, how it sounds, feels and moves the body. And then just taking a few of those quicker breaths we use just to bring the mind fully back to the waking state. And this is a practice you can do at random times on random things. And just like we've always said, then when you need to focus, you need to concentrate, you need to remember things, you'll have the strength of this technique to help us to do that. Hope you enjoyed that one, and I'll be back for some more soon.